Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Local television came to the Treasure Coast in 1966 when WTVX Channel 34 went on the air. The station, with studios on US 1 near the Indian River St. Lucie County line, soon became a CBS affiliate, but it certainly had its share of growing pains. Jim Mitz signed on as a news anchor in 1973.
We had no teleprompters, so you literally had to read off the sheet and look up to make your eye contact. One time, I'm on the air, and you read it all over prior to going on. There had been a note made, and it was written in dark pen that went around the border of the outside, and I literally had to turn the page on the air to read that story.
I hope the handwriting was legible.
Somewhat. We had a news photographer who would go out and shoot what would become slides. In our, they call it a film chain, we had two big 16-millimeter projectors, and then there was really a slide projector, and it all shot into a camera. From that camera, it was able to be fed on the air. It didn't always work smoothly. If you got ahead, you couldn't really turn the thing back. So if we were doing a news piece, we might very well see a slide from a commercial. And you could hear them in the back room going a little bit nuts.
I hope that didn't carry over the air.
It did, because we were live. We had just gone color. That's what the newscasts were done. That's what the Woolworth Merchandise movie was done on.
That was a major advance.
It was huge. The other remarkable thing, to have a CBS affiliate licensed to Fort Pierce and having local news was really ambitious. We expanded to an hour-long newscast, and one of the things that we attempted to do is interview community leaders. One night I was doing the interviews, and the gentleman that showed up was sick, and he said, "I can't go on the air." And I said, "Well, I have to interview. Well, here's my notes." And I said, "Well, gee, this doesn't work." I ended up that I did have to go on the air and fill as much time as I possibly could. One time it was so cute, we had Boy Scouts on. So I'm going down the line, and one little boy said, "And what's your name?" He says, "I just told you my name." And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot." But it was great because local people could see local people on there and hear local news stories and sometimes even see a picture of the local news story.
You were at the anchor desk when this area had snow.
I was actually the weatherman at that point. I'll never forget, my wife shook me awake in the morning and said, "Jim, there's snow on the ground." I said, "No way, honey."
But you were the weatherman and you didn't know that it was coming?
No. When I went into work, I talked to one of the other people there and I said, "Look, get a big step ladder and let's put some of these styrofoam peanuts in a box. And at the end of the weathercast, I will swear to everyone at home that it will never snow again in Florida. And when I say that, just sprinkle it down." Well, I don't know how many of us remember Frank Blair, who was the newsman on the CBS morning show. A few days later, I'm looking at the Press Journal, and here is a letter to the editor from Mr. Frank Blair talking about how hokey the weathermen are, especially the one that had its snow on the air.
So you didn't have any pictures or videos or stand-up interviews of kids in the snow or anything like that?
No, because we did not have that technical capability.
WTVX had another challenge, too. As a UHF channel, it was hard for some folks to find it on their dial.
You would have dial numbers for 5 and 6 and 7. But if you were UHF, you went to a particular slot for that, and then you had a tuner. We would get a lot of calls on, "I can't pick you up." We would talk to the people and say, "Does it say UHF?" And we would talk them into tuning us in.
WTVX operates out of Palm Beach County now. Jim Mitz, who lives in Vero Beach, has worked in radio and TV for 4 decades. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.